This week in Sports Roundup News, we're going to take a little look at some of our local sides and how they got on this week, starting with Luton Town in the Championship. And during the week, they had a really, really good win at home at Kenilworth Road on Tuesday evening. They welcomed Derby County, who have somewhat been disappointing this season. A lot of controversy has surrounded them. Financial fair play, the Tom Lawrence, Mason Bennett and Richard Keogh saga earlier on in the season. But they travelled to Kenilworth Road, obviously now with Wayne Rooney in their lineup. He did score, but Luton ran out 3-2 winners. A really good win for Luton, something that they really needed. Obviously, they're languishing at the bottom of the Championship table at the moment, so I think a win was absolutely massive for them, and they really, really needed that, especially against a high-calibre opposition. You know, when you've got Wayne Rooney playing for you, you should be winning any game. And then to go to Kenilworth Road and lose 3-2, I'm sure Derby would have been really disappointed. The manager, Philip Cocu, I'm sure, would have also been disappointed. But a really, really good win for Luton. They needed that, and you thought, well, West Brom away on Saturday, thought that might have given them a little bit more confidence, but they went to the Hawthorns and lost 2-0. Donovan Daniels' own goal sort of swung it in West Brom's way, and Luton never really seemed like getting themselves back into the tie. Luton now, I mean, we said at the start of the season that we thought that maybe they had a chance of staying up and that they could look to build on stuff next season, but at the moment, from what we've seen and where they are on the table, I mean, you've got to ask questions whether they're going to stay up or not. I mean, it's looking unlikely at the moment. They've brought in A few January signings in the window. Peter Chioso came in from Hartlepool. Eunan O'Kane came back to the club. So I don't know if they're going to do it, really. I really don't. I think the jury really is still out for me. I would be surprised if they did, mainly because of the fact that their results are so inconsistent. And Kenilworth Road somewhat has not been as a fortress as we thought it would have been this season, although they have picked up some good results there. Away from home, Luton have been really, really poor, struggling to win on the road. So I think that it's going to be tight, and I think we'll go right down to the end. I think Luton will pick it up a little bit, but I think it'll be tight. But I'm hopeful that they will stay up. Our other Football League side, MK Dons, well, they're looking more likely staying up now this season. 9 points clear of the drop zone, despite Tranmere having 2 games in hand on the Dons. They are now 9 points clear of the relegation zone. A really, really good week for the Dons. Back-to-back wins, both at Stadium MK. On Tuesday night, they welcomed Rochdale and 1-2-1, coming back from 1-0 down. Rhys Healy's penalty in the last minute, winning it for the Dons. And on Saturday, they welcomed promotion chasing Wycombe Wanderers. The Chairboys came to town and the Dons won 2-0. Rhys Healy getting on the score sheet again, as they say, he scores every week. And Ben Gladwin getting his first goal for the club, a really well taken finish on his left foot. And the Dons now playing much better football, the results starting to come now. Russell Martin really starting to get some wins under his belt as a manager. And I think the Dons now, I can't see them going down. I really can't. I think that they're playing a very attractive style of football. Strengthened well in the January transfer window, the likes of Colton Morris, Louis Thompson, Ben Gladwin coming in. So I think that now I would be really, really surprised if the Dons weren't going to go on and stay up, because I think that their performances and the results are starting to show, they're starting to come through. So it would be disappointing for Dons if they were to go down now, but I think that it's looking much more positive, and I think Dons should be really, really impressed with, I mean, as Russell Martin especially, you know, coming in as a new manager, it's very difficult sometimes to galvanise a group, especially when the fact that he was a player there already, so he's kind of, you know, mates with the players, but he's managed to galvanise the group, start get them playing like a completely different brand of football to what Tisdale wanted them to play, which obviously was very boring, bland, basic football that no one wanted to play, really. So I think that for Dons, Martin has really, really managed to transform a group of players that seemed out of it, really lost in how they were going to play football, what they were going to do, what to do, really, when they went to losing positions. There was no sort of plan B. So I think that in that sense, Russell Martin has done a fantastic job and deserves every single credit. However, big side in the local area, Hewell Hempstead Town, they travelled to Eastbourne Borough, and it was a 1-1 draw. Isaac Galeford gave him the lead before a Franklin Domi deflected effort ensured the spoils were shared. Hemel, who have sort of slipped off of their really good form at the start of the season. So it's kind of for them. They were never sort of destined to go up anyway, but they would be disappointed with how their season has sort of started to pan out. However, that is how some of our local sides got on in this week. Well done to the Dons, who are definitely looking like they're staying up. And that was some local side action here on Late in Buzz Radio.